With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling his nation today the military has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas by sending ground troops into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He says it will only increase ahead of a broad ground invasion into the region.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC. Republican National Committee says it will include the Republican Jewish Coalition as co-moderators in next month's GOP presidential debate, and it looks like a stinging defeat for the Democrats. Chairwoman Ron McDaniel says it's a big contrast to Democrats who seem to be silent about rising anti-Semitism in their own party.
We have chosen this partner to show our commitment to Israel, but also to Jewish Americans and Jewish people across the country, that we believe any type of religious intolerance is unacceptable.
Also at SRNNews.com, Mike Pence dropping his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. He made that announcement this morning. President Biden affirming American support for the Philippines amid rising tensions in the Pacific.
Wednesday's state visit by the Australian Prime Minister was seen by the White House as deepening an alliance that's increasingly viewed as a critical counterweight to China's influence in the Pacific. During talks, Mr. Biden raised the potential for conflict and made it clear that the Philippines can count on the U.S.
I want to be very clear. The United States' defense commitment to the Philippines is ironclad.
A few days ago in the South China Sea, Chinese ships blocked and collided with two Philippine vessels. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Mainline Protestant ministers have some interesting views on faith and politics.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father filing suit to block a state policy preventing schools from letting parents know their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short argues the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. This is SRN News. Now, the National Zoo's three very popular giant pandas will soon be heading home. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Zoo officials tell the Associated Press that adult bears Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and their cub, Shou Qi Ji, will be returning to China sometime in mid-November. The bears have been a wildly popular attraction and an unofficial symbol of the nation's capital for decades. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement haven't produced results. Norman Hall, Washington.
Louisiana, one step closer to connecting its capital city to New Orleans via revived train line. The governor signing a deal advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, probably to start in 2027. More details at SRNNews.com.